make another hit.
My boy Greta Spanish kid.
Project,
X. Just wanna know what it's like with me.
My gun was still smoking, I bent over the man I had shot. His breath was warm against my and I waited what seemed like an eternity for the words to take shape in his mouth. There is no peace unless it be
through God.
Hello, everyone. My name is Zahn. I'm your DJ on air. It is Saturday at the top of the hour, and you are listening to What's in My Attic. Guys, first of all, good morning. How's everyone's Sunday morning? Great. I can't hear you because you're over the phone right now. You're listening to me on the radio. It's not a two-way thing. Listen, guys. I'm going to full disclosure. I'll introduce myself in a second. It's a new semester, new show, same guy, but you know. Just want everyone to know this show is going to be not experimental, but please be patient with me because there probably will be some technical difficulties. Anyway, my name is Ann. I'm your DJ on air, and this is What's in My Attic. This is my new show, where I pulled out a bunch of CDs from my attic, and now we're going to listen to them. So last year, if you guys remember me, you're DJ on, DJ on air, I had a one-hour show every Saturday night from 7 to 8, where I talked about food. This new show is 2 hours, so from 10 to 12. We're not talking about food, but we can sometimes, because 2 hours is a lot of time to be with me. So, you know, we're going to mix it up. So basically, long story short, I was in my attic this summer, you know, repacking, cleaning some stuff up, putting some stuff away, and I found a great big box of CDs. I've lived in my house, the same house my entire life, so I've been in that house for 20 years now. I'm 20 years old, guys, yay! I've been in that house for about 20 years. So I assume that all of the CDs in there are just kind of an amalgamation of, you know, what we got over the years, stuff from my siblings, from my parents, etc., etc. I want to say it wasn't actually that many as you would expect. I want to say there was about 20 CDs in there, and I'm sure some got distributed, you know, like over the years. You know, my two siblings are moved out, so they might have taken some with them, you know. So we might not be working with, like, the full original deck. But we have quite a few to get through. Okay, I don't know if you can hear the cases clicking. Click, 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 click. I can. It sounds delightful. So before we actually play any music, again, I'm your DJ on air. My name is Ann. I had a show last year called What's for Dinner. I talk about what you should have for dinner, except I never actually did that. I just talked about what I ate today, and then, you know, that was it. But it was fun. I really enjoyed it. Like I said, we have 2 hours, so expect a lot of talking. Not that we're not going to listen to music, but this is pretty much a two-hour... not a therapy session, but it's just going to be about 2 hours of me talking. And if you like my voice and you like my cadence and you like the things that I talk about, then that's no issue. You know, you're going to have a great time on this show. If not, and you actually want to listen to music, there's other radio stations out there. I'm just going to be honest. So I'm very excited to be back on campus for fall semester. I'm going into my junior year now. I don't know if you guys know this about me. I'm an art major. Did you guys know that? Yeah, I'm not a music major or anything. I'm a studio and digital art major. I'm actually pursuing my BFA. That's bachelor. No. No. Wait, hold on. BFA is... Okay. Either way, I'm doing the arts. And you guys get it. Great semester so far. Love all my classes. It's Sunday, which means I have to do my laundry. And it also means I have to wash my hair. And it also means that I have to do a little homework that I have been putting off. But that's that and not here. Because, you know, this is the show where we talk about music from my attic. Okay, guys, 100% I am just freeballing it. Like, I'm here. I didn't really plan anything out last night because I kind of forgot to. Not because I don't forget you guys. No, I love my 6 million and counting viewers. You know, it's been a busy week. You know, I just got over a cold. I was in my bed last night, sleeping, and it was a lot. I specifically wanted to write some stuff down because a lot of these, you know, the albums from my attic, I don't really know about. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really know any background about them. I don't know, like, you know, the history. I don't know what band members are in it. I don't know if this is, like, their first album. I don't know if it's their last. I did do, like, you know, a little bit of lyric searching just to make sure some of the song, like, none of the songs I was going to play were, like, vulgar or anything of that nature. But I specifically tried not to listen to them so we could have kind of, like, a fresh view together, you know, because what's old is new. What's old becomes new. Okay, it was in my attic for a really long time and I forgot about it and I never heard it, okay? That's basically what I'm trying to say. And all this stuff is from, like, the 2000s or, like, later. I mean, earlier than that. This one... Okay, let me give you a little demo. So I literally reached my hand into the pile and I picked out a few. I have 4 CDs in front of me, okay? I have Jam Factory, Sitting in the Trap. This is from, what year is this from? guys, I'm looking at the case and I feel like this might be a little bootleg. No, it's not. Okay. It's just, you know, the cover looks a little printer papery. But, you know, all paper comes from a printer, right? That's how you make the paper. You got to put it through the printer. Everyone knows that. Okay, so this is Jam Factory, Sitting in the Trap. Okay. Can you hear me put it down? ASMR. To the left of that, we have Tower of Power. And this is the album Top. T-O-P. Now, I did pick this one up and I looked at it and I went, oh, Tower of Power. But, like, I recognized it. But I could not tell you, like, what the genre is. I could not tell you who's in it. I'm looking at the back of the album now and there's, a like, how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's 9 white guys and one of them is in a fedora and the other one is bald with owl glasses. There's 9 of them. That's a lot. So I don't remember, like, I recognize the name, but I don't remember what genre. I don't remember anything about it, but what I can guess is it's probably jazz, because why do you need 9 members? You only need 9 members if you need, like, 3 horns, 2 strings, a keyboardist, and a drummer. You know what I mean? So I'm guessing that this is, like, some sort of jazz or, like, bossa nova type thing. Well, I think it's jazz because the first song is Soul with a capital S. I think that's, yeah. Unrelated, just so you know, before I talk about this, I need everyone to know that I'm black, okay? I want everyone to know that I have melanin. There's a lot of times where I have thought a band was, like, either the singer or, like, the members were majority black. And then I see, like, you know, I look it up or I see the back of an album. I go, those are some groovy white guys. Like, Steely Dan. I only found out Steely Dan was white, like, 3 months ago. My entire life, from age 1 to 20, I thought Steely Dan, the singer, was black. When he was talking about, take your big black cow and get out of here. It turns out he's very white. Unrelated, I just wanted to share that with you guys because every single time it catches me off guard. Every single time. So anyways, I'm guessing that Tower of Power is jazz. That's my prediction. Should I guess what the first one was? Jam Factory? I don't see the songs. There's no song list. Oh, hold on. Tight knit grouse. I don't know what that says. And the second song is Sitting in the Trap. Okay, again, this on the back of this CD is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is 6 members. There's two black people. I want to say this is probably jazz too. All right, that's okay. The first two I'm guessing is jazz. This one I did look up a little bit because I was curious. I wrote a little bit down about this one. So this is Moby. The artist is Moby, and the album is Play. And from what I understand, it's from 1999. From what I understand, it's a compilation album. So I believe it's just like the best of, like the best hits and stuff. Apparently, here, let me, you guys hear the list? Let me open my list. I want you guys to know this is written on a piece of, like, notepaper that was on my floor, and it got wet because my, air humidifier broke, and it spilled all over the floor, and I didn't realize it was down there, and then I wrote on it for some reason, so it kind of smelled. You guys didn't need to know that, like, at all. You guys did not need to know that at all. Anyways, on the paper it says, okay, so the artist's name is, like, the actual guy is Richard Melville Hall. His most popular song was Southside. Apparently his music has been licensed in a lot of movies. So I'm not really a cinephile. I don't really watch a lot of movies. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of movies, but I invite, if I play this and anyone recognizes like a movie that had one of Moby's songs in it, I would love for you to call into the station. I have 2 full hours for us to chit chat. The phone number is 607-436-2711. The phone number is 607-436-2711. And again, please be patient with me while I deal with technical difficulties. I was gone all summer. I do remember how stuff works. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in the station. But, you know, just be patient with me, your DJ on air. So, how many tracks does this have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. It's 20 tracks on here. Sorry, I thought I had to sneeze, but it didn't come out. okay, so this is Moby Play. I don't know what genre this is. So, on the front cover, it kind of looks like a hardcore album. Like, it's a bald white dude and his shirt is open and he's jumping really high and it has like a really direct harsh lighting, but then you open the inside and it has like the YouTube play button. That's like a red CD and it has like a red inside cover. Oh, there's a booklet. Okay guys, wait, hold on, let's open the booklet. Okay. Written, produced, engineered, and mixed by Moby. Oh, all instruments played by Moby. Honey mixed by Mario Collodato Jr. Okay. This, yeah. Oh, guys. His mantra is in here. Okay. Okay. This is very, also, yes, he's a vegan. Apparently that was really, really important. He's a vegan and an animal rights activist. Okay, it looks like a very, not political, but social activist. Oh, don't put that in. That's the wrong one. Activist album. Again, if anyone wants to clue me in, like, maybe if you guys have heard any of these, or you know insane amount of any of the artists, I would love for you to call in at 607-436-2711. Okay, and this is the last. I'm a little afraid to play this one. I will probably Google it on my phone before we play it. But this last CD is the, I'm gonna butcher this, I'm sorry. This is the Anchi Shakti Choir, Sacred Music from the Middle Ages, Gregorian Polyphonic Singing. On the back it says, this landmark recording is the first of its kind, a document of the ancient sacred songs of the Republic of Georgia. This haunting polyphony of this music is still sung all over Georgia, from the smallest city to the churches in the capital city of Tbilisi. T-B-I-L-I-S-I. So it's just like Gregorian polyphonic singing. It's like gospel music. Okay, the first song, "Thy Nativity, O Christ, Our God." Okay, well, hey, let me know, guys. Is anybody really into Gregorian polyphonic singing? Let me know. Okay. So we've been chit-chatting. We talked a little bit about the CDs. Let's play some. I want everyone to know I'm only allowed to play 3 songs from each album. So we won't be getting through like any of the whole CDs. But what I was planning on is, you know, over the semester, spring and fall, I want to eventually get through not just play all the albums, but actually get through each song. So later on in the semester, you might hear Tower of Power a second time or a third time or however many times we need to get through 14 songs. You know what I mean? So there's a chance if you really liked any of the CDs I played, you might hear it again on the show. That's why you got to keep coming back. That's why you got to keep coming back. Don't go on YouTube and look up the rest of the album. You got to come back so you can possibly hear, you know, the last 3 songs off of the sacred music of the Middle Ages Gregorian polyphonic singing. Is it polyphonic? Polyphonic? No, I think it's polyphonic. Okay. All right, I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm going to kind of shuffle them a little. And we're just going to pick one. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys can hear this. Okay. Jam Factory. I couldn't find any lyrics for this, but I'm pretty sure it should not be vulgar. And I would never want for my viewers to hear anything vulgar, because I love my viewers. But I'm pretty sure this is safe for work, so crank that volume up on your radio. All right, this is also my first time using the CD. We have a big brick, and it's like the CD player, and it's huge, and it's kind of scary. But, you know, we got this. How many songs are on this? Hold on. Side one. Oh, this was probably a vinyl and it got put onto a CD because it has side one and side two. Guys, this CD is... I'm a little scared of... Okay. Guys. Okay. I am okay, I just took the CD out of the case, and there's okay, it's a little dusty, let me wipe it off. There's nothing wrong with it per se, but I think it's there's like some food on it. Guys, I don't know if I can put this in the CD player. Hold on. You still do that? Do you still, like, breathe on your discs? Is that okay to do? I used to do that for stuff from the library. When's the last time you guys have gotten a CD from the library? Has it been a while? I used to get DVDs from the library a lot. Not CDs so much anymore. Okay, that looks nice and shiny. It's not so much the shiny part of the CD, but the front, like where the design is on, just feels like regular paper. And it also has bubbles in it. Okay, we're just going to put it in and see what happens. All right, insert. Okay. All right, it's in. Okay, it's reading the CD. All right. Track number one. Play. All right. Everyone, please enjoy the first song. Out fine, 'cause
refuse to hang up each other. Tight-knit group, cause we ain't scared to call each other brother. Brother, brother.
So I think my guess was pretty correct. I would say that was pretty jazzy. So that was the first song, Tight Knit Group by Jam Factory. We're going to play the second one in a second. But I almost forgot. Shout out to Ruth. Thank you, Ruth. This morning, she let me into the building. I still couldn't get into the studio until 10, but she was like, hey, do you need to get in? I was like, yeah. And she let me in. So shout out to her. I was in the back rooms for a little bit. I was scared, but I got in the building and I'm doing my show now. So thank you, Ruth. Anyways, I just realized, I guess you guys don't really need any background, but this one I want to guess is probably my dad's. It could be my mom's. I have a very weird, not very weird, but not common musical background. That sounds weird. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that my mom is in, you know, R&B. She's black, duh, R&B. R&B, you know, Michael Jackson, that. So I grew up listening to that. And then my dad, he was raised in Long Island, unfortunately. So again, hey, if you were listening to me last semester, you know my opinion on Long Islanders. There's nothing wrong with them. They're just from Long Island. But we're not going to talk about it. We're not going to get into that right now. Anyways, you grew up on Long Island. That's right next to New York City. So that has, like, you know, it was a big hardcore scene there and stuff. So I always grew up listening to that, too. And then he wasn't really, like, old white dad rock. He was more like what was right after that, like, experimental rock. I don't know the genre, like Sonic Youth or something, you know. You get what I'm trying to say. And then my middle sibling was emo, so he also took me to a lot of hardcore shows, but, you know, also like emo stuff and nerd stuff, a lot of like anime music. Oh, that's another thing, a lot of Japanese music, a lot of J-pop. I know I have a couple J-pop CDs. We're gonna get to those. And then my eldest brother was New Wave, so I was listening to a lot of New Wave. So I'm a pretty, I'll listen to anything person. And I have to say, I quite like that song. What did everyone else think? Don't forget to call in at 607-436-2711. And let me know what you thought of that song, because we're going to be playing the next one soon. So again, this was Jam Factory on the album Sitting in the Trap. The next song is actually Sitting in the Trap. That one that just played was Tight Knit Group, but we're going to listen to the next one. What's the next one? Sitting in the Trap. All right. Everyone, please listen.
What makes the man and society, yeah. Sitting in the trap that's trying to take hold, but I won't let that be. Cold and dreary.
it's ugly and bad.
So, that was Sitting in the Trap by Jam Factory, Sitting in the Trap. Again, I'm really glad that I was right. This is, like, well, I guess not jazz, actually. I guess it'd be more, listen, okay, I can't pick the genres, guys. You know what I mean. Anyways, that was good. All right. We're rounding up on our third song. The next one is Trying to Recall. When did this come out? I'm really liking this one. This is a good pick from the attic. Whoever put this one in the attic, in my attic, that was a good one. Shout out to them. Rounding up on the third one, again, we have 2 hours. If anyone... Oh, we're getting a call. Guys, we're getting a call. Everyone hold on. Hello. Okay, guys, we got a call from a viewer. This is Holly. Holly, please say hi.
Special guest Holly.
Special guest Holly. So this is my friend Holly from Baltimore. Again, if anyone wants to call in, I'm very excited that my friend Holly called in. The number is 607-436-2711. So Holly, talk to me. What's going on?
I have a quick story to brighten everybody's day, you know, students and staff and any passerby and stuff.
Okay.
I was chilling on my couch, and I have two cats, Rin and Gumi. And they were playing with each other, and they both jumped up in the air, and Rin, like, leaned to the right, and Gumi also leaned to the right, but she was on, like, the opposite side, so from my view, it was like, the left, and they made an X with their stomach, and they, like, slammed each other and turned into a big ball, and it was really awesome. It was so cool.
That's fire. No, shout out to Rin and Gumi. I have met Rin and Gumi. Gumi is, they're interesting cats. Gumi is a licker. If you get too close to Gumi, she'll lick you. And Rin owes me $20. So, you know, there's that. Notice how Sunshine
Rin is mentioned. Rin is low-key a bum. Rin is a bum. Gumi's very neurotic.
Gumi is a weird cat. She's weird.
Yeah.
I've met a lot of cats in my lifetime. I love cats. Yo, something's wrong with that one.
Also, she's like a love bug, though.
Yeah, I guess you just got to get to know her. I mean, every time I go to your house, it's just like them running away from me for however long I'm there. So, you know, maybe I just don't have that experience. So, did you have anything to say related to the music? Or are you just saying hi?
Oh, are you taking requests?
I'm not taking requests, but I'm playing songs. I'm playing CDs from my attic that I don't really know, so I was inviting anyone who does know to call in and talk about them.
Well, I don't know the CDs you have, though.
I just played Jam Factory, Sitting in the Trap. Do you know that one?
I don't know anything about that.
Okay, do you know about Anchisakti Choir, sacred music from the Middle Ages, Gregorian polyphonic singing?
No.
Do you know about Moby and his album Play?
Moby sucks. Moby is not good.
Okay.
Sorry, Moby. Is there any Moby fans out there? I'm sorry, but, like, you can listen to better music.
Okay. I will keep that in mind when I play that CD. Do you know anything about Tower of Power?
Oh, yeah. Yes, you like Tower of Power.
You like Tower of Power?
I love Tower. Which album?
Top. T-O-P.
Yes.
Is this like... tell me about it. Is it like they're like top songs? Or is it just the name of the album?
I think it's just the name of the album. Mm. I really like So Very Hard to Go because it was in Saints Row 2.
That's why you like it? Because they
That's
put it in
how
the
I got
game,
put on.
Saints Row 2.
They were put in Saints Row 2, yeah.
Wait, which song? Let me see if it's on here.
So Very Hard to Go.
So Very Hard to Go. It's not on this one. Soul
no.
with capital S, It All Comes Back, Please Come Back, The Real Deal, Come to a Decision, Cruise Control, Educated Bump Part 1, Mama Lied, Quiet Scream, I Like Your Style, You, South of Boulevard, Come On With It, The Educated Bump Part 2. That's it. Oh, wait, no. No, yeah, that's it. Okay, well, we have one more song that we can play on Jam Factory, but I'll line up Tower of Power for you after. Any specific song you want to hear?
Not really.
All right, well, we'll just play the first three on the album.
And, all right.
You get to hear that one. All right. Holly, we've got to get back to playing music. Thank you very much for calling in. I love you.
Yes,
have a
yes.
wonderful day.
Have
Anything
a wonderful
else you want
day,
to say to the viewers?
Everybody. Love and light.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
Turn up.
Turn up.
Eat a little food. Drink something nice.
Uh-huh.
You
uh-huh.
know, something sippable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the rock.
On the rock.
You know the vibe,
everyone,
bro.
Drink something on the rocks today. It's like 11
yeah,
in the morning
Sunday.
On Sunday.
That's a chill day.
That's true.
That's a chill day.
Hey, open up the Riesling, okay? Open up the Chardonnay.
Uh-huh.
Let's go. Yep. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Drink the ice on the rocks. Drink what? I meant to say drink the wine on the rocks. You get what I mean. Anyways, thank you for calling in, Holly. Maybe call in again next week, okay? Maybe you'll be a recurring
character.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bye, Holly.
Bye.
Bye. All right. So that was Holly, my friend from Baltimore, and she was calling in about something unrelated to the music. And hopefully everyone heard the story about the cats. That was very cute. And they are very cute cats. I have met them. I love them very dearly. So we have one more song to play from Jam Factory. But Holly highly recommended the CD that I have in my hand. I'm waving around. You can't see it because this is the radio. Tower of Power. So we'll play that after. And don't forget, we got to play some ads. I hope the ads are on automation because the thing that we play, the PSAs and stuff, not the ads, but like the PSAs and the bumpers, is down. So, you know, we'll see. Anyways, we're going to play the next song on Jam Factory, which is Trying to Recall, okay? All right, and then after that, Tower of Power. And then after that, probably the bumpers and stuff. Okay, don't forget, it's 2 hours. I got you guys until 12 p.m. Don't touch that dial. Don't touch that dial. All right, play it. Oh, it's not on. There we go.
To recall all the times you did me wrong, trying to recall just exactly why you're gone. Time passes slowly and gives me no rest, no rest at all. Trying to recall me so. Trying to recall what it was that made me go. I must find the reason. My mind must forget, must give up all. Trying to so.
Okay, so That was the last of Jam Factory for this hour. That one was Trying to Recall, again, by the band Jam Factory from the album Sitting in the Trap. That was quite different from the first two songs that played. Quite good, though. You love an album that has some range, can change the tempo or whatever. Like, whatever. It was good. I liked that one. Did you guys like that one? You should call in and ask and let me know if you did or not. So by request, the next CD that I'm going to play from the lineup is Tower of Power from the album Top from Holly. And my dad just texted me. This is what he said. He said, on that Tower of Power album, best song is Come to a Decision. So both by request from Holly and from my dad. Shout out my dad. And that's how I know this CD is probably my father's, is if he was like, you know, how do I get the CD out? Oh, here it is. The eject button. So this is probably his. All right. So we're going to hit this song real quick so we can get it out of the way before the ads. Not the ads. I keep calling it the ads. Oh, this has like, what is on the CD? Guys, when I say I pulled these from the attic, I just pulled them from the attic. Like, I haven't opened them. I haven't looked at them. Nothing. It has just, like, some finger marks on it. Okay. It was a little schmutzy. Anyways. Okay. So, we have Reading, Tower of Power, and we're going to play the fifth track. Come to a Decision. Then we're going to head to our PSAs and our bumpers, and then we're gonna go ahead and go on with the second hour. If I don't hear see you guys after the song, stay tuned. I'm coming back for 11 to 12 and we're gonna be listening to more music. Okay, everyone, don't run anywhere. I'm here. All right, this is Tower of Power, I think. Oh, Tower of Power, please. Okay. Tower Power.
Don't know what I'll do if we don't make it. if another day goes by, running out of tears to cry, I'll lose my mind. Because tomorrow is too late to start again. Oh, we've got to come to a decision and find a way. Because if another day.
All right, that was Come to a Decision by Tower of Power. I love you guys very much. I have to turn off the mic so that you guys can hear all the bumpers and the PSAs. But I will be back from 11 to 12. Do not touch that dial. I'll be back. I got to go use the bathroom and drink some water. I'll be right back.
Your boyfriend is a dork. Make love in
Baby, we were born to W-O-N-Y Oneonta.
You sang to me.
We play.
I never realized.
A little bit of everything.